Morning Watch, being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 8, fully accomplish your ministry. Monday, related verses, Acts 1, verses 16 through 25. Men, brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who seized Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his portion of this ministry. Now this man acquired a piece of land with the wages of unrighteousness, and falling headlong, he burst in the middle, and all his inward parts gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that that piece of land was called in their own dialect, Akeldamech, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation become desolate, and let no one dwell in it. And his overseership let another take. It is necessary, therefore, that of the men who accompanied us all the time, in which the Lord Jesus went in and went out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, one of these should become a witness of his resurrection with us. And they proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Ye Lord, knower of the hearts of all, show us clearly the one whom you have chosen of these two, to take the place of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. Related reading. In the eyes of the Lord, there is just one ministry in the New Testament age. The 12 apostles were all in this ministry. This indicates that there is one unique ministry in the New Testament. Years ago, I did not see this, but because of the controversy regarding receiving the ministry of others, I have spent time to study the pure word regarding this matter. My eyes have been opened to see that the 12 apostles were all in this ministry. Therefore, when the apostles prayed about a replacement for Judas, they asked the Lord to show them whom he had chosen to take the place of this ministry. Some may argue that this ministry is limited to the 12 apostles. But Ephesians 4, verse 11 and 12 say, He himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. Verse 11 is related to the whole period of time from the apostles until the Lord's second coming. In God's New Testament economy, there are many apostles, prophets, evangelists, and shepherds, and teachers. Notice that verse 12 does not say, the work of the ministries, but the work of the ministry. Although there are thousands of gifted persons, all are for the work of the one ministry. During the New Testament age, God's unique intention is to build up the body. God created the universe, formed man, and accomplished redemption all for this. For this one purpose, God has one ministry. God does not have two operations in this New Testament age. He has one operation with one ministry. The unique ministry of the New Testament comprises all the works, ministries of all the apostles, the ministers of the New Covenant. In 2 Corinthians 3, the plural ministers is used clearly in verse 6, and the singular ministry is used in verses 8 and 9. Then, in chapter 4, verse 1, Paul says, Therefore, having this ministry, as we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart. Here Paul uses the plural pronoun we. He does not say that he, singular, have this ministry. Rather, he says that we, plural, have this ministry, singular. We here includes not only Paul, but all the new ministers. All of this indicates that there is one new covenant ministry of many new covenant ministers. The first of the new covenant ministers were the 12 apostles. In Acts 1, verse 17 and 25, Peter used the term, this ministry. That ministry was the ministry of the 12 apostles, who were the first 12 New Testament ministers. The ministry is a service, the work, and the ministers are the persons who serve. The persons who serve are many. After the 12 apostles, many ministers, including Paul, Barnabas, and many others, entered into the ministry. Although the ministers were many, all these many ministers had only one ministry. When we consider all these verses together, we can see a picture showing us clearly that the New Testament ministry is a service, the work, in totality of all the New Testament ministers. In this ministry, Timothy had a part called Timothy's ministry. You also have a part called your ministry, and I also have a part called my ministry. However, this does not mean that in the New Testament there is one ministry, and then in addition to this one ministry, there are many other ministries. The ministry of the New Testament is uniquely one, but there are many ministers who have a part in this one ministry.